And it's great to have you back with us here at the Detroit Golf Club. The Delta Dental Pro-Am is taking place. The second flight is the afternoon flight is out on the course right now. Just having a spectacular time. The Rocket Mortgage Classic, it tees off tomorrow. Four rounds, opening round tomorrow, championship round on Saturday. We'll be crowning yet another champion, which will be exciting, always has been. Ricky Fowler, of course, hoisting the trophy last year. To put on an event like this, it takes so many different groups, so many different people, to go through the process of what happened and how are we going to make it better the next year. Of course, Rocket Mortgage is heavily involved. Many of our team members play huge roles out here from the standpoint of public relations, operations, making sure things are happening at a high level. Jason Langwell and his tournament team, just a spectacular job of doing a ton of planning and taking that planning and putting it into effect. The Detroit Golf Club, it also has a tremendous amount of good that comes out of their team members working extremely hard. You think of it as something that goes on all year at a normal pace, and all of a sudden, an entire city has just moved into your backyard, and you have to rise to another level. And folks that are normally doing a very focused job all of a sudden have to do a job that has a much wider bandwidth. Carl Hayes is joining us, who is the new director of golf here at the Detroit Golf Club. First Rocket Mortgage Classic for you. You've been around golf for a long, long time. I hope you're enjoying this year, and it's not stressing you out too much, but you're having a good time.
Well, Mark, thank you. No, this is something within our industry. Like, I think it is a career goal at times to be a part of something this big and spectacular, and feel very fortunate enough to be here and call Detroit Golf Club home now.
This event is here because Dan Gilbert had a vision. The event, Quicken Loans, was played in Washington, D.C. The investment was coming out of Rocket. He wanted to bring it to this city, and if it came here and when it came here, it was going to be in the city limits. That put this course as it took a lot of negotiating power away from us, but this is the course that it was going to be at because of its history, where it's located, the Donald Ross component. It's just a spectacular grounds to walk on every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this area specifically, Detroit itself and the surrounding communities have some of the greatest golf within the state. There's a lot of traditional golf courses, which I think is what the players here enjoy so much. But the fact that we've got 36 holes, original Donald Ross, right here inside of the city district, is quite awesome and unique.
Talk a little bit about your background, courses where you've been before, how golf became part of your lifestyle.
Yeah, so like many players, played in college, decided to try and play
Where
professionally.
was that college?
So I graduated from Northern Kentucky University,
Okay.
played there, and so quickly realized I was good enough to spend a lot of money. Wasn't quite good enough to earn a lot of money. Missed some cuts, and so transitioned to the club side of it. Realized, well, actually relearned to love the game. Just in a different world. It was so nice to see people playing and having fun doing it, right? Even if they weren't playing all that
Right.
great. And so it quickly became a passion of mine. And so we've been doing it ever since 2000, roughly 9, 10, somewhere in there. Been at a number of great places, Woodfield Country Club in Florida, John's Island Club most recently, but
Wow.
also Hollywood Golf Club in Deal, New Jersey, and Baltusrol in Springfield, New Jersey. So.
Those are impressive. Kentucky, for your awareness, my son TR is the executive director. He's the Jason Langwell of the PGA Tour event in Lexington, Kentucky, that's moving over to Louisville.
Awesome. Okay, great.
So there's so many, the sport, there's so many ties where you can make connections and relationships. I think golf really redefined itself in a positive way during the pandemic because it became about the only thing that you could do in open air, open space, and some people really learned what the game's about. Here in Detroit, our fan shop here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic is one of the most celebrated. Golf Week recognized it based on its creativity and diversity of lines that they have there. This city thrives on the diverse approach that golf has brought back from Joe Louis playing at Rackham to the membership here. It's we're all in, and all of us are all in this city.
Well, I couldn't agree more. The after just moving here, what I've quickly realized is, you know, those who are from Detroit, like, they're proud of that.
Right.
And so it's just really cool to see everyone embrace this event, come out in huge numbers to support the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and then also get to walk the grounds here of Detroit Golf Club.
I was heavily involved in bringing the NFL draft here with Mayor Duggan and Claude Molinari and his team and the Lions. A big erector set downtown. We get the stage up, we get the stage down, and then it's, you know, we were literally kind of building at the same time because there's so many on the course. It's fun to go out and play this course when you have, and I've enjoyed it in Grand Blanc when the Buick Open was there. Mm-hmm. I used to live out by Castle Pines in Colorado. It's fun to play the course when it has that kind of environment set up around it.
No, absolutely. There was a huge buzz just a couple weekends ago. We had our own member guests here called the Whistler Invitational.
Whistler, yep.
And you know, everything was built out. The meshing was going on, and we were giving some rulings.
Yep.
You know, something most people are not necessarily comfortable with doing. But yeah, it just the feel, the buzz around it, to get to see it go up, and now get to see it kind of in place and ready to go. It's been really cool.
We, in the first couple of years, we had a bigger structure on 18, and the pros were hitting it deliberately behind the structure so they could get a really nice drop location. We took that structure away, so they have a little bit more challenge. On behalf of Dan Gilbert, Varun Krishna, and all of us at Rocket, we want to express to you and your team and your members how appreciative we are for you to open up your doors and allow this event to come out here. It does put such a good positive light on our entire city and your club for the world to be able to see what's going on in Detroit and how we have elevated every year. So from the bottom of all of our hearts, we want to say thank you, because it's, for the most part, it's all positive, but there are things that are a grind. There's, you know, we're out here kind of getting in your way over a period of time, and it's all for a good cause. It's all for the right reasons, but I just want to say thank you from all of us.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. And, you know, again, big shout out to our team here, the entire Detroit Golf Club team. Thank you.
You are top notch. It's great to have you. I look forward to future conversations with you, because I can tell we'll have a lot of fun together.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, we're going to be back to wrap it up here on Focus with the infamous Chris Renwick. He's sitting here in the wings, ready to bring you another couple hours of fun and excitement from the Detroit Golf Club. We'll be back on Focus right after this.